West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Authorities in Pickens County, South Carolina, say they have found no evidence of foul play as they continue to search for missing Temple woman Stephanie Womack. Womack is believed to have walked away from her campsite at Table Rock State Park 1 week ago. Search efforts have been concentrated in an area where several items that belonged to Womack were located, in a mountainous area of the park away from designated hiking trails. Search operations were suspended earlier this week due to bad weather and already dangerous terrain involved. The search continues on Wednesday with the use of specialized climbing equipment and cameras to navigate caves and other areas specific to the terrain. District 3 U.S. Congressman Brian Jack among the Republicans on Tuesday voting yes on House Resolution 1968, legislation to keep the government open. The legislation extends government funding through September 30th, 2025. The continuing resolution is, quote, a stopgap measure that allows for the federal government to continue normal operations when the formal appropriations process through which government spending is allocated by Congress has not been completed. The continuing resolution must still also be passed by the Senate and signed by the President before March 14th in order to fund continuing government operations. And first readers of Carroll County's annual fundraiser Book Character Contest returns this month, where community members dress up as book characters and members of the public make donations to show support for their favorite effort.
We had a very successful year last year, and we want to set the bar a little bit higher this year. We would love to exceed the $12,000 goal that we have. Our contest starts March 17th. We've got Mother Goose is one of our characters, Mary Poppins, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. We've got a Dr. Seuss Thing 1 and Thing 2. And I would encourage everybody to check out our First Readers of Carroll County Facebook page. In this competition, a vote is $10. $50 sponsors one child in Carroll County for an entire year.
First Readers of Carroll County board members Linda Bingham and Kristen Limbaugh were recent guests on the WLBB Community Voice program.
First Readers, this year will be our 20th anniversary for this community specifically. We are able to sustain serving thousands of children in Carroll County that are the ages of 0 to 5. Our mission is to strengthen our community by providing free, high-quality books to the children that are 0 to 5 in Carroll County. These literacy resources really help in the earliest stages of development, and that is how we want to help our children succeed.
And that complete Community Voice program with First Foundation of Carroll County is available online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.